Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. David Anderson joining us after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. David Anderson with us over the next couple of days. He was a guest speaker at the 2013 American Farm Bureau annual meeting in Nashville. And Dr. Anderson talked about the Southern Plains and the fact that some areas are starting to come out of drought condition, but a lot of it's still locked into drought. Eventually, though, the hope is we'll get rain and we'll start moving our way out of drought conditions. What happens then as far as rebuilding the mama cow herd?
The first thing right off the bat is when you go through a severe drought, it doesn't turn around overnight. It can take several years for ranges and pastures to recover. And that's really where it starts, is with that grass. So the first thing we have to do is get those range and pasture conditions to recover. If we've got that condition in place, then we have I think given where prices are, we'll start seeing some expansion in cow numbers. And that really is driven, you know, we're going to kill fewer cows or we're going to hold back more heifers, and we're going to do the combination of that. As soon as we start expanding by pulling those heifers out of beef production and into the breeding herd, we'll see an even sharper reduction in beef production and even higher pressure on prices, because you've got to pull those. You face a choice with those heifers. Do I send them to beef or do I keep them to replace? And right now prices have been so good, it's been pretty attractive. Just go ahead and get rid of them in the calf price side. So, you know, really when we hit expansion, and I believe we will when we get over the drought, you know, then I think we're in store for much lower production on the beef side and even higher prices.
That's higher calf prices, higher yearling prices, higher fat prices eventually, and that does mean higher beef prices at the retail level. Dr. Anderson points out about the only way that you can actually turn this thing around, at some point you've got to increase the mama cow herd and increase the number of calves that you're producing.
Well, the only way we're going to get lower prices for consumers is to increase production. And the only way we can increase production is to break the drought so we can hold back more animals, so we can start increasing production so that later on consumers can get the benefit of that in terms of lower prices. But it takes high prices that are profitable, so that producers have the profit margin to be able to expand, to be able to produce more. If they're not making any money, they're not going to try to make it up on volume. It just isn't possible. We're going to produce less and get higher prices. But that market sends us the message that higher prices is there to get us to produce more.
Dr. David Anderson out of Texas A&M. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, February the 2nd. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All-Breed Bull Sale at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12 noon, selling 45 bulls, including Angus, Red Angus, Angus Composite, Black Limousine, and more. For more information and catalogs, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All-Breed Bull Sale, February 2nd in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.